Reverend Greenwood is already looking at his watch. Yeah, I caught you. Yes, ma'am.
For this ministry and for the love of God and for your senior pastors. We love you, we love you, we love you, we love you. And it's such a blessing to be able to display that love to one another and to receive it back. So thank you, thank you, thank you so much.
Understanding of what it is we're reading.
Amen.
Because if he investigates your heart, your spirit, and he finds out that you're not getting understanding of what you're reading, then guess what there won't be? There won't be any change in your life.
Amen.
I mean, you heard that.
Amen.
There won't be any change. And God wants us to be transformed by the renewing on your mind. The only thing that's going to renew your mind is the Word of God.
Come on now. Come on, Pastor. Amen.
And that he searches the hearts. And when it talks about hearts, it's talking about your thoughts and your feelings. You know why? Because our thoughts and feelings are running rampant.
Yeah.
We got things going on in our homes. We got things going on in jobs. We got things going on in our churches. We got things going on in our cities. We got things going on in our country. We got things going on in our world. And things that we see affect our feelings. They affect our emotions. And they have the ability to separate you from the truth and the honesty of God.
Uh-huh.
I'm not saying that you've got to be just flat out stone man, but you've got to shut it off.
Amen.
Because if you don't shut it off, you're going to forget your praise.
Come on. All right. Come on now.
You're not going to do it purposely, but you're going to forget it. Because you're going to spend all your time worried or concerned about this thing.
Yeah.
And God searches those things and knoweth what is the mind. He searches the hearts and knoweth what is the mind. When it talks about knoweth, that means that he already knows what you're thinking. What is the mind or the inclination, here we go, or the purpose?
Uh-huh.
He knows what purpose that you have in your life. And as he searches your feelings, as he searches your heart, as he searches what's going on in your soul, your thoughts, your feelings, he knows where you are in your purpose.
Yeah.
We can hide it from each other. But we can't hide it from God.
Amen.
There have been times God spoke to my heart through the Word. He said, I know where you are. They may not know where you are, but I know where you are, and I know you should be a lot further than where you are.
Come on, Pastor.
Tell it.
Tell the truth.
Because you're reading and you're not studying. The Bible says, with all you're getting, get what? Understand it. You've got to understand what you read. And you can't understand what you read if you don't interpret it with the Word. See, the Word will interpret itself.
Amen.
We think we need somebody to come and tell us and give us an interpretation of what this is and what that is. But if you read this Bible, it'll take you to places and it will interpret and tell you exactly what God's trying to tell you.
Amen. Amen.
That's why I would tell you, search the Scriptures. You know, the Bible says, search the Scriptures, and then you think you have everlasting life. Everybody that reads this Bible, it's rough out here. And you got to be tough. It says, he maketh intercession for the saints according to God. He maketh intercession. That means he's going to God for you.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Thank you, Lord.
He's going to God for you.
Thank you, Lord.
This is what I found out. I found this out. That when I'm going through and I'm discouraged and I can't tell nobody and I'm broken down and I can't tell nobody and don't feel good, I can't tell nobody.
Come on.
Or things going on in my finances, I can't tell nobody.
Come on.
I'm dealing with my feelings and my emotions, but Jesus searches the intent of my feelings and my emotions, and he goes to the Father and he tells the Father,
Father,
you got to do something for him. He's holding fast to his profession of faith. He ain't telling nobody what's going on. So I need you to do something for him. All of a sudden, I can feel myself getting encouraged. All of a sudden, I can feel myself being lifted up. All of a sudden, I can feel the joy of the Lord start to manifest in my life. Why? Because God uses the very word that he's placed in my heart to encourage me and to lift me up. And how does he do it? Through Jesus. And how does he do it through Jesus? Because he lives in me. Out of all the people crying about what's going on in the earth, it's us. Somebody said the other day, that don't move you? I said, what can I do about it? I can pray. can't go out there and beat nobody up. Amen. God is still in control. Yes. We have forgot that. Yes. And I like this next verse. And we know. Yes. What does it say? Somebody say. And we know.
And we know.
That all things.
All things.
Regardless of whether it be place, time, or favor. Regardless, you brokenhearted, it'll work for your faith. You need finances, it'll work in your faith. You got trouble in your heart, in your mind, no peace, it'll work in your faith. You know why it'll work in your favor? Because God said it would. He said it would.
Yes, He did.
All you got to do is believe that it will. All things. I like the word all because it means everything. Spiritual, natural. It don't matter. Financial. All things. And it says, but we're supposed to know. Well, by God, you ought to know.
Come on now.
You know what it's been like to be without finances. Now you got something. You know what it's been like to need a car and God provided you with a car?
Come on now.
Amen.
Come on.
Amen. You know what it's been like to be sick and then when you wake up one morning you don't feel sick anymore?
Amen.
You already know. You've experienced things in your life that is telling you that God is God.
Amen.
And that when you read His word and it says, He shall work out all things. You already know He will. The problem is we get caught up again in our feelings and emotions. And we forget the present and we start manifesting and thinking about the past.
Come on, Pastor. Come on.
A lot of folks still living in the past instead of the present. And then you got those that try to live in the future. Only problem is they got to get through the present before they get to the future.
But they're stuck in the past.
Come on now. I'm about to put you up here. We know that all things, we know. I don't have to convince Reverend Charlotte. Charlotte knows. I don't have to convince Reverend Terry. He already knows. Pastor Keys, Sister Patina, they already know. Remember, you already know.
Come on. Come on.
That God will work all things out.
Yeah.
It says, what's it say? Work all things out
together.
For good to them that love God. Now see, that's where it gets tricky at. Now God gonna go down into your feelings.
Come on now.
And see if you really love it.
Tell me.
You don't talk is cheap.
Isn't it?
I love God. What you doing for God? Oh, I love Him with all my heart, my mind, and my spirit. So why do you hate your brother? Why are you disrespecting this one? Why are you not obeying Him that I have authority or rule over
you? Come on, tell it. Tell it.
But you love God. I love God. Ooh, I love God. When was the last time you offered God His tithe? But you love it. But you love it. You madly in love with God. God said He's going to work things out for them that truly love Him.
Yes, He did.
And I like the word together because it means cooperate. That means He's not just going to do it for you, but He wants you to get involved and we both going to do it.
Come on. Come on now.
I really had to think about this because, you know, a lot of folks have that sign in their window say, God is my co-pilot. And then then some, then they start changing to God as my pilot. I said to myself, God is my God.
Amen.
I don't need no pilot. Because I'm driving the car. I need a God.
Come on. Uh-huh. Your God. Your God.
My God just going to keep me from cracking it up. Or somebody taking me out. Uh-huh. I need my God. Amen. That's part of the purpose of God. Is protection. Amen. Is deliverance. Amen. Is healing.
That's right.
Is blessing.
Yes.
That's part of God's purpose for you. Why? Because you are His purpose. We didn't forget. God predestinated from the very beginning. Yeah. He already called us out, chose us.
Yeah.
That's why we're supposed to know to them who are called according to what? Yeah. Purpose, intention, appointed.
Yeah.
Some folks actually understand what they've been appointed to, and they'll fight for that. Folks that's not sure won't fight. They'll be swayed by this one, by that one. You know, all kind of stuff. Pastor Keith and I, we get together and we laugh about, Pastor Wells, we laugh about some of the stuff going on religious television. Mm.
That's the price.
They say, you're religious? I said, no, I'm not religious. I'm born again.
Come on.
Everybody religious.
Amen.
Catholics religious.
Yep.
Jehovah's Witness religious. Mm-hmm. Now, if you want to take yourself, who, baby?
Scientology.
If you want to just throw yourself into that, mm-hmm. you help yourself. But God called us out to be separated.
That's right.
Amen.
We're the saints. We've been called to be. We're chosen by God.
That's right.
But then we have to do something. If we are the purpose of God, it says, for whom He did foreknow, meaning for whom He already knew, yeah. meaning that He knew you in the beginning. I was last night, I was meditating on the women in the Bible. I was thinking about how, the woman with the issue of blood, you know, and how her name was never mentioned. You would have thought they would have gave her a name. After she had followed him and then touched the hem of his garment, and he turned around and told her that it wasn't me that healed you, it was your faith that made you whole.
Come on, man.
You would think they would have put her name in there. Mm-hmm. But they didn't. Because at that particular time, they wanted you to understand that even though she represented the church, it was still about Jesus. We preaching about everything but Jesus.
My Lord.
Stay away, boy. Down, back down. We are though. He said, "For whom He did for, He already did what? Predestinate.
Yep.
He preordained.
Yep.
I like it because He preordained that we be who we are. Mm-hmm. But the problem with the whole thing is." We don't realize it. We're not realizing that God already preordained who we are. All we've got to do is walk in it, but you can't walk in it without this word.
Amen.
You know, I get tickled because the man that wrote these epistles went through some stuff in order to tell us how to get through it. Now the woman with the issue of blood, so they mentioned her name, and then I got to thinking about when we go all the way back to Genesis, and we talk about Eve, how Adam changed her name, and he thought he had got over, and he didn't know God had planted a seed down in there that he didn't have nothing to do with, that would go all the way through the generations. And it would touch different women. And they would do different things in the church. Deborah, different ones, did what they had to do to make sure Israel made it. And then you had Rahab, who did what she did. All these different women who represented the church that did these things. And God moved in name, who he had to keep going out and bringing her back home.
Gomer.
Yeah, Hosea. She represented a running church. She didn't want to stand by the principles of God. A lot of people are like that. Say, well, women don't represent the church. Well, I guarantee you there's at least 80% women in churches and 40% men. You take all the women out of the church, you ain't going to have one.
Yeah,
that's about it. Not of the men. He don't get me in trouble. That's all right. I stay there anyway. Predestinated to be what? Conformed, transformed, renewed. He's talking about not your outward man, but your inward man.
Amen.
Your character, your nature is supposed to change. You got to stop looking at people the way you look at them. Stop talking about people the way you talk about them. Stop feeling about people the way you feel about them. And realize that they're just a child of God just like you are. And they might have some different problems than you got, but you ain't made the glass.
Come on now.
Well, Andy, I ain't met nobody perfect yet. I met a few people who thought they were.
My Lord, my Lord, my Lord.
And when I bore witness with their spirit, the spirit told me, you better run. Well, image of his first son, likeness. The character. The nature, the Father. Mm-hmm. That's the image we're supposed to represent.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
And in these days, these last days, it's rough. And at times, it's hard to represent the character and nature of God. Because people will take you there.
Yeah, they will.
Not just folks in the streets, folks in your family. Folks in the church, they will take you there.
Yes.
You'll find out whether you love God or not. He might be the firstborn among what? Many brethren. Meaning we are the brothers of Christ. But what are we going to do with it? When we're conformed, we're jointly formed with Him. But it's something we have to do. But look what he did for us. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, then he also did what? He called. And whom he called, then he did what? He justified. And whom he justified, then he what? He glorified. He did all that.
Yeah.
Listen closely. He did all that, not when he was preaching it, putting it in his book. He did all that in Genesis.
In the beginning.
He did it in the beginning. When he said, let us make man in our image and in our likeness and give them dominion over everything in the earth.
Hallelujah.
That's when God did that.
Come on.
Not just when Paul. Where do you think Paul got it from? He went back into the Old Testament.
Yes, Lord.
Because he was an Old Testament preacher. Mm-hmm. Scholar. But see, the understanding and the knowledge, when the Spirit of God breaks something down to you, it becomes fresh and anew. And it gives you authority, dominion, to press your way through. He did all that for us. He justified us. He called us. He predestined. He said that, well, if I did all this thing, what shall we say then to these things? God be for us? If God be for us, who can what? So why we act like everything against us?
Come on, Pastor. What I'm talking about.
Everybody against us. So what?
So what?
First lady, wired up today. I'm so glad.
That's number 7, sir.
Number 7. Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir. can be for us, who can be against us? When it's talking about against, that means standing up against you.
Yes.
Yeah. Amen. God said, if I'm for you, look here. I created the heavens and the earth. I made man, I made woman. I made a woman without the help of a man. And then I turned around and went to Matthew and made a man without the help of a woman. Come on now. I'm the one that's for you.
Come on.
I've made the firmament. Glory to God. Everything that was ever made was made by Him. You say, well, that steel was made by God. Well, the materials that they used to make that steel was made by God. Unlike those evolution, it just didn't pop up. I'm meddling, Brother Andy. I'm almost done. What shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all. How shall he not be with him also freely give us all things? He gave up his son, sent his son down to the earth to be ridiculed, persecuted, beaten, spit on. Oh man, all kind of stuff. Then the bad thing about it, hung him on a cross. Pierced his side. Gave him vinegar water. I don't have time to go into what all that stuff means, but gave him all this stuff. They treated him like this. But my God, they made the mistake of taking him down. I'm talking about a God who said, if I'm before you, who can be against you? He said, I'm that God. He said, I'm that same God that when they put me in the tomb, I got up and walked out.
You're worthy.
And then in Acts, he said, he would come and go as he pleased. This is the God that says he's for us. But we have to realize that we've been predestinated to something other than complainers, bellyachers, whiners, haters, whoremongers, jealous. None of this stuff. I don't want to have to run all this time and then still miss God.
Amen. Amen.
Because He go down in my heart and see that there's hate or envy now and then. And it's got a way of hiding, baby. Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? We are God's elect.
Yes, we are.
It is God that justifies.
Yes.
Jump down to the 35th verse. Who shall separate us from the love of God, the love of Christ? Shall tribulation is translated, pressure. Or distress, calamity, persecution, conviction, famine, we know what that, nakedness, peril, danger, all these things. You know where all these things are now? Right here in the earth. As it is written, for thy sake we are what? Killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. You know, most folks assume that that's talking about somebody coming against you. But it's not somebody coming against you. It's you beating up on you. You say, where did you get that from? Bible. Word of God. As it is written. Exposed. For thy sake, we are killed, put to death. Paul said, I must die what?
Daily.
All the day long. We are accounted on account of, as sheep, something that was straight for the what? The slaughter, the sacrifice. So if you put yourself, you got to die daily, every morning you get up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You don't just die daily. You tell yourself, I'm going to go out here, I'm going to have joy, I'm going to have peace, I'm going to have strength, I'm going to encourage folks, I'm going to uplift folks, I'm not going to let nobody destroy me, get me down, beat me down, but I'm going to show forth the love of God, because this is the day that the Lord has made, and I shall rejoice, and I will be glad in it. Hey, in all these things, we are more than conqueror. You're not just a conqueror. You're more. You're supernaturally greater than a conqueror. That means don't settle for anything.
Yeah.
Paul said, I fought a good fight.
Yes, he did.
That means he had to fight all the way. Every day was a battle. You ready?
Yes.
We have to fight every day to prove our love to God.
Yes. Yes.
But we are more than a conqueror.
Amen.
My.
Hallelujah.
God has said it's time for us to take inventory. We can do it. Through him that loved us. Through him. Not around him. But through him. Which means in him.
Yes.
And him in us. The word through in the Greek is translated in. In him.
That's right.
For I am persuaded. Baby, I've been convinced.
Come on now.
I've been convinced by what God had already did in the earth.
Already.
I'm convinced by what God had already did in me and for me. I'm convinced by what God had did in you. And you and you. How God brought you forth. Brought you out. I'm convinced. I'm convinced. Oh, he already done it. Thank you, Jesus. For I am persuaded, I'm convinced that neither death nor life nor angels nor principalities, my goodness, nor powers nor things present nor things to come, nor height nor depth nor any other creature. When it talks about powers, it's talking about miracles.
Come on, man.
Present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to do what? Separate me. Separate my heart. Separate my mind. Listen to me. Separate my character and the nature of God that's in my life. None of these things. I am convinced.
Yeah.
You know what? I don't need your help telling me. I'm already convinced.
All right.
I'm not saying I'm better than you. You gotta talk to me, but I'm already convinced. Who I am in God.
Amen.
So I'm not going to let nothing separate me.
That's right.
From that love, from that affection. And it's also authority of God, which is in Christ Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Come on and give God some praise.
Yes. Yeah.
God's purpose had no respect for the person. He can use anybody.
Yes, he can.
All you got to do is present yourself as a living sacrifice. And when you sacrifice, that means you have to make changes. I had to make it. She had to make it.
Amen.
We have to make changes in our lives. Not to impress another man or woman, but to impress God.
That's right.
People don't understand. God is going to hold us accountable because man will not accept responsibility for his own actions. Have to remember that we're going to made up my mind to run this race.
That's right.
No matter how I gotta run it.
That's right.
I run this race sometimes, couldn't even see. Couldn't walk, but I was still running. You know why I was running? Because my mind was made up.
Yes.
That nothing gonna separate me from the love of God.
Yeah.
Everybody stand and pray. Jesus.